This is WMUK News. I'm Savilla Mann. We're speaking with Dan Breyer. He's a candidate for the Portage Public Schools Board of Trustees. Portage has 4 open seats on its board this November and 5 total candidates who want to fill them, including our guest. Dan Breyer, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Tell us a bit about yourself and why you want to serve on the Portage Public Schools Board.
I'm Dan Breyer. I've been a lifelong resident of Portage. I have been a member of the school district all the way through, from kindergarten all the way through graduation. I was one of the first students to be mainstreamed into the Portage Public Schools because I am visually impaired. Back in 1968 when I went to school, I started out at Pershing Elementary School, and I was one of the first students to be mainstreamed in, so I was kind of an experiment. And Portage did a really good job of that. And I'd like to get on the school board to continue to give back to the community. My 2 boys are also in the Portage School District now. Both of them also are visually impaired. And I would like to just continue to give back to the community and to the school board.
Have you served in elected office before?
Yes, ma'am. I am a lay minister at my church.
You mentioned that you came up through the Portage Public School system. Do you have experience in education beyond that, as a teacher, as an administrator, anything like that?
No, ma'am.
And so what do you see as the greatest challenges facing the Portage Public Schools district?
The greatest challenges I see coming up right now with the Portage Public School District is the money that the taxpayers approved to do all the brand new facilities. I believe that we need to be very forthcoming in how we spend that money. With the community meetings and things that Portage Schools have been trying to do, but I still think there's a bit of a communications gap there. So I think they need to communicate, the voters approved all this millage for all these new facilities, and I think that the communications of what they're doing with that money could be construed a little bit better. I also think that the money that they construed, I believe that there are wiser ways to spend it than the few community meetings that I have actually attended where they actually communicated what they were going to do with the money. I think they could be a little bit more transparent in that, and also a little bit smarter on some of the decisions that they have made with that money that the taxpayers said that they gave the Portage School District for these facility improvements.
So you're not against the millage per se, which in any case, of course, is sort of a done deal, but you think the district could be handling it differently?
I believe that the district, I believe they could, yes. Portage Central Middle School definitely needs to be replaced. That is one of the older buildings in the district, and that definitely needs to be replaced. But I think that everybody got all excited that, well, we're going to get all these fantastic athletic facilities for Portage Northern, Portage Central. We're going to divide all that up. And I believe that that is kind of a waste of taxpayer money. That's not a real popular view in the city. That might be one of my downfalls when I say that. But I believe that the money, instead of spending all this taxpayer money on 2 different athletic facilities, 2 different aquatic centers, is a little bit of a waste of money. I believe they should have combined the athletic center and the aquatic center. I realize that Portage Central and Portage Northern have been after their own football fields and athletic fields for years, and they always had to share McCanley. But I believe if they would have combined their facility, combined it into 1 grand facility, it would also be a revenue generator for the city of Portage, because we could have nation, or at least big statewide competitions, like marching band competitions and bigger statewide things that occur, competitions, track, whatever. I believe that we could have combined that and made 1 grand athletic center instead of just 2 good athletic centers.
Isn't the district somewhat locked into doing that now, though, now
yes,
that they've passed
the
millage?
Yes, they are. They are locked into that. And that's what they will be doing. But I do believe, again, with future spending, some of that money is still there, and I think that we need to make some wiser decisions on some of the decisions that actually haven't been made yet.
To talk about focus schools, this is a list of schools that the state puts together. where there's a sizable, what they call, achievement gap between the highest performing students and the lowest performing students. Portage has had some schools on that list. It did have one come off recently. So what do you do, though, about the rest of that achievement gap at Portage Public Schools?
I believe that would, again, it goes back to education, staffing for the, you know, the people, the teachers for the schools that have had the achievement gaps. I'm sure they've got very good staff at those schools. But, again, there are many, many factors that contribute to the achievement gaps. And I think that it's just a matter of being patient. Portage realizes that they had a problem with those, and that they've already had some of the schools, or one of the schools at least, removed from the achievement gap area, that they should, that they are going to continue to correct that. They're going to continue to strive to catch up and make up with those students to get those students back up to the state standards.
In your opinion, is Portage Public Schools getting adequate funding from the state?
I do believe they probably are, yes. I think that Portage Public Schools is getting appropriate funding from the state of Michigan. I do believe they are.
So you're pretty happy with that? Wouldn't be trying to push for, say, more state funding for the district?
No, I really don't think that more state funding is really all that necessary in the district. I don't believe that's the case. I think that they are getting adequate numbers, and with the money that the taxpayers voted and the millages and things of that nature, there's always a little bit, maybe more. People say that they could give us a little bit more money. But I think that it's adequate, I believe. Could it be better? Yes, probably, but I think it's adequate.
I'm curious to hear your thoughts on standardized testing, how useful it is for gauging a student's progress, and how much to focus on it.
Standardized testing. I am not really a big fan of standardized testing. As being a person who participated when I was in high school in standardized testing, we have to set a state standard. There is no question about that. We have to have the students, you know, up to par with the rest of the nation when it comes to our student skills and levels. However, I think some of the standardized testing actually is a little bit of, I think it's a little bit too much in some cases where the people like myself who are physically or visually impaired, it takes them a little bit longer. These standardized tests are usually timed. I had a heck of a time when I was in school getting them done, and most of them I didn't get completed because it takes us longer to read if you have a learning disability of some sort or a physical disability of some sort. It takes a little bit longer to read those. And, they need to set a state standard, but I think that some of the testing is a little bit excessive on that.
Do you think that having a visual impairment presents any impediment to serving on the Portage Public Schools Board?
Absolutely not. I believe that my physical impairment of my vision is actually a bonus, because that way I can relate to more of the students in the district that are physically and are challenged in the district. So I think it's actually a good thing.
Are there things that stand out to you that the district has achieved that you would say, oh, that's a really good achievement?
I believe the district, the compensation of their teachers is very good. Portage is one of the highest paid districts. They pay their teachers, or one of the highest paid teachers, according to MLive. So, yeah, I believe that they did that very well. I believe they really care for their kids. They got great programs. They've got award-winning athletic programs. They've got award-winning marching bands. Their staffing is second to none. It is absolutely great. Their staffing is wonderful. And so, yeah, that's the strong thing, is the staffing and the families in the community. The Portage is really lucky when it comes to families being involved with their kids. A lot of families in this district really are getting involved with their children's education, and that's a wonderful thing. That's something you didn't see back in the day when I was there.
We've covered a lot of things. Is there anything that you would like to add?
Anything I would like to add?
Yeah, about the district, about why you're running, just anything that I didn't ask about that you wanted to get to.
Sure. Like I said, I believe that we owe the taxpayers, if I get on the school board, that we owe the taxpayers some transparency on where we're spending some of the money. Granted, most of the money has already been committed to the new facilities. Again, the Portage Central Middle School was badly needed. So we need to, again, come together as a community. And I think also there becomes a little bit of a passiveness. If you hold an office long enough, and a lot of our supported school members, board members, have been there an awful long time, I think it, after a while there just kind of becomes a passiveness of, well, you know, we're here, we're taking care of business, but they just kind of maybe dismiss a little bit on what the people are, you know, thinking, or maybe they just get too comfortable in saying, well, we're going to have a budget shortfall this year, so we'll just throw more taxpayer money at that. So they become complacent. So I think that occasionally a board needs a shakeup to be less complacent on things and to get some fresh blood. And somebody like myself, who really doesn't have any political experience, but yet has a deep love for the district and wants, and also thinks that we as a district need to be accountable to the taxpayer and accountable to the person who has the special needs student. That's very important. A lot of times the special needs students get lost in the shuffle because of all of the stuff going on this year with the elections and everything. And you don't hear special needs students mentioned a whole lot. And I believe that special needs students also have a voice in the district, and those parents too. And I would like to see, you know, go to the school board, be on the school board, and help the special needs kids, and to just basically help the district in general maybe see things a little bit differently than they're looking at them now.
Dan Breyer, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.